Thank you. This new holiday out now called Kwanzaa. I have never figured what that is. And every year come up the same thing. We go through the same procedure year after year. On the first day of Kwanzaa, my children come up and ask me, they say, Mama, what the hell is Kwanzaa for? And see, I don't know. Now on the second day of Kwanzaa, I began to use a wrestling mat. Me and that perpendicular head lady go after honey, and I used to bust up side of her head. Now on the third day of Kwanzaa, everybody goes down to the stove. Gotta get some malt liquor, 5 lotto tickets, honey, you never know who's gonna win that thing. You have to play to win. On the fourth day of Kwanzaa, we sit around and look at TV shows. You know, the young and the wrestlers, all of my children, One Day to Live, Sally, Jesse, Raphael, Oprah, Gail King, Montel, and all these folks. Now on the fifth day of Kwanzaa, that's when the checks come in the mail. AFDC, thank you, Lord. We shout and holler praise. Come on, everybody, let's go to the stove for some collard greens, ham hocks, Kool-Aid, and cheese. On the sixth day of Kwanzaa, that's about the time I want to fight. Because that old and me of woman be calling over here. Me and her gonna go at me. She always called me waking up in the next door and leave my picture took me and I curse her out. That's wrong, and that's ignorant. On the eighth day of Kwanzaa, that's when that drinking and catch up with you, honey. A bunch of 40 ounces, get really full, just totally lose your mind. You drive down the street, cussing out everything that moves, honey. Then we use the bash the Cadillac upside of Dairy Queen. Now on the eighth day of Kwanzaa, we look at the TV guide. Nothing ever on it. We all get hungover. We have a bad headache behind Schlitz malt liquor food. Lord, just gotta stay home, honey. Be real quiet. Everybody take their nerve. You can just start to feel Kwanzaa in the air. Now on the ninth day of Kwanzaa, that's when you paint up all your nails. Turquoise on the nail bed, paint your thumbs gold and silver. Put on blue eyeshadow, polyester wigs, and you will look at it so good. Then we go on down to Kentucky Fried Chicken for some wings and maybe Dr. Pepper. And then I go down and holler at the men. On the 10th day of Kwanzaa, that's when shoplifting is the thing, honey. 9 cartons of cigarettes, 8 cans of tuna fish, 7 pretty toothbrushes, a 6-pack of Budweiser, 5 Lee press-on nails, 4 Mr. Good Boys, 3 canned goods, some ham hocks, and then probably 2 days back in jail. I forgot what the hell I was up in, what I was arrested for. On the 11th day of Kwanzaa, honey, they grant parole. You roll up a reef and go down to church, honey, talk all out your head, get happy, shout, pass out, holler, and holler, give your testimony, say, the Lord done set me free, honey. You give your testimony, then you come on back home, if you can remember where you stayed there, honey. That's what I'm telling you right there. Now, this is the last one. On the 12th day of Kwanzaa, your damn kids all gather up around you, you know. And in my case, that's Lincoln and Aloe Vera, Ghana Lotaman, Lamondolo, Arangelo, Tenactin, Temptation, K. Martina, Fallopia, Shadid, Velveeta, Von Quisha, Chlamydia, Champagne, that's my baby. Demictoria, Saskatoon, Shumika, and Skookisha. That's when Kwanzaa start to feel real to me. It be more like a feeling of the heart. I know that's right. Where my cigarette at?